Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
how I worship you.
Make us, Lord, a home.
holy habitation. That second verse, ruler of the nation.
Come, let your kingdom come. doing. this.
We glorify the name. Love you, Lord. We love praising you. Oh, your love and kindness better than life, oh God. We worship you. Ooh.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father and the Son and his sweet blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence with us this morning. We welcome you, Spirit of the Living God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We honor you. We reverence you, Almighty God. We adore you. We worship you. We are grateful to you. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service, prayer service. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. We surrender our lives to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, do what you do best and let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified and honored. We thank you for your presence, Spirit of the Living God. For in your presence, fullness of joy. So, Spirit of the Living God, everyone that is here this morning, hover over their lives. The lives of their family members, O God, hover over my life, the life of my spouse, the life of my children and grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over the lives of my sisters and my brothers and my nieces and my nephews. Holy Spirit, preeminence in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we love you, Abba Father. We come to the throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, forgive us of all our sins, hallelujah, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Almighty God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Almighty God, we love you, praise you. Almighty God, we worship you. Be merciful unto each and every one of us. Your mercies are new every morning. We repent of all that we have done that is not pleasing to you. Forgive us from all our sins. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our grandbabies. Have mercy upon us, oh God, upon our siblings and nieces, our nephews. Lord, be merciful unto each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus will release the blood over the airways, the cyberspace, the network, over this radio service, in the name of Jesus, the telephone network, the computer network, the blood of Jesus, the airways, O God. Let the blood flow. Let the blood cleanse. Let the blood cleanse the airways. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, release the blood of Jesus over our lives, our spirit, souls, and body. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Almighty God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we adore you for the blood. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the blood. We suck each and every one under the sound of our voice and their family members in the blood of Jesus. The doorposts of our homes in the blood of Jesus. Everything in our homes, in the blood of Jesus, cars, transportation, oh God, in the blood of Jesus, everything that we own, in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, Uriah, Masanduria, Kurianesis, the blood, the blood of Jesus, Yekuria, Nasanduria, Kurianesis, oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, we speak healing to our bodies. To the precious blood of Jesus, make us whole. Let the blood make us whole. Let the blood sanctify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus restore us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We took our children's schools, our grandchildren's schools, in the blood of Jesus, the buses back and forth, in the blood of Jesus. Children that are in school, whether they're in university, oh God, the blood of Jesus, their workplaces, their dwelling, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood that we apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. This morning, oh God, we ask you to fill us up to an overflow. Holy Spirit, fill each and every one of us up, Holy Spirit. Help us to walk by your Spirit. Breathe on us. Fill us up, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God and the arm of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the full armor of God on. In the name of Jesus, on each and every one this morning, under the sound of my voice, their children, grandchildren, spouses, oh God, all those that are connected to them on their prayer list, oh God, we put on the armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels minister to us. Let your holy angels, oh God, assist us and do your biddings in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Guide and protect us by war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for the ministry of your holy angels in each and every one of our lives and in the lives of our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for our children who have not received you as the Lord and personal Savior. We pray, oh God, that they will receive Jesus. Holy Spirit, move upon the hearts of our children and grandchildren who have not received you as the Lord and personal Savior, oh God. Or those that are backslidden, move upon their hearts, oh God. Holy Ghost, only you can do it. Unless you move, salvation will not come. So we ask you, Holy Spirit, to go through our bloodline, our family line, Holy Ghost, and Holy Spirit, move upon our children, our grandchildren, and those, and anyone in our families that do not know you. Oh God, even those that are backslidden, move upon their hearts that it can come back into the kingdom of Almighty God. Touch their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the arm of God and the arm of light on each and every one of us and our children and grandchildren and those connected to us, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and a loins girded with truth. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory, the glory, the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, noon and unknown. We cancel every plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destiny, against God's plans and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, not by my might or power, but by the Spirit of Almighty God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Spirit of the living God, we ask you to raise up a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father God, any satanic plans against God's plans and purpose for our lives, God's plans and purpose for our children's life, grandchildren's life, spouses' life, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We come against premature death in the name of Jesus. Father God, we will live to declare your goodness in the land of the living. We cancel every premature death. We cancel every covenant, evil covenant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Ancestral covenant that our ancestors have made with the enemy, we cancel through the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. Only the counsel of Almighty God will stand in our lives. Only the counsel of Almighty God will stand in the lives of our children and grandchildren and spouses in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God arise upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, shield us with your favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the glorious light of God shine in our lives. Let the glorious light of God shine in this ministry. Let the glorious light of God shine in the lives of our children and grandchildren. Let the glorious light of God shine upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your light shine that others may see and glorify your name in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father God, we thank you for this new transition, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah. You said, who can I send, oh God? Who can I send? Who is willing to do your work, oh God, in the name of Jesus? It is who is willing, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who is willing to sacrifice, oh God, who is willing to call forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name you do not send us empty-handed, you empower us in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, I pray that you stand at the door right now at each and every one heart, oh God. You said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, do you hear the voice of Almighty God? Open the door and allow him to come in the name of Jesus. The Lord has need of you. Hallelujah. The Lord has need of you. Hallelujah. The Lord has need of you. It is not business as usual. God wants to use you. God wants to use your children, your family. God is calling you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you have a call. What are you going to do? Are you going to answer the call upon your lives? In the name of Jesus, he is calling you. Hallelujah. It is time. This is the set time. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to Jeremiah 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anath in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon. Oh, I see the anointing. King of Judah, in the 13 years of his reign, in the days of Joachim, hallelujah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, under the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, under the carrying away of Jerusalem captives in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, and it coming to you, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, for thy kimeth forth up of the womb. I sanctify thee, and I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations. Verse 5, before I put you in, what? In the belly, form you in the belly, I knew you. And before thy came forth out of the womb, I sanctified, I separated you, I ordained you to be a prophet, a prophetess unto the nations. Then I said, oh Lord, this is for a young person. Behold, I cannot, I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, hallelujah, and to bow down, and to destroy, and to draw down, and to build, and to plant. See, I have this day, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, this day Zed, over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, and to destroy and to draw down, and to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what fear thou? A rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast seen, well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of God came unto me the second time, saying, what he has done. And I said, I see a steep spot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord. And they shall come, they shall set everyone his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem against all the wars thereof, against the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgment against them, touching the wickedness who have forsaken me and have burnt incense unto God and worship the works of thy hand. So I gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces. Do not be afraid, lest I confound thee. I'll make you shame before them. I'll make you shame before them. For behold, I made thee this day. God has made you a defense city. Hallelujah. This is for a young person. There, God has made you a defense city. God has made you an iron pillar and brazen wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, against the people of Israel. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. This is a call for a young person. Hallelujah. And if you hear God is calling you, amen, and you take time and read Jeremiah 1. You're not too young. Hallelujah. There are some exploits you have to do in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. If you do not stand up and do what God has called you to do, there will be a lot of atrocities within your family, within your bloodline. Because God has called you, as young as you are, to stand in the gap for your bloodline on your father's side and on your mother's side. Do not be afraid. Who God calls, he equips. So I pray that you will heed to the voice of Almighty God and answer the call. Look, it's something that you have to, it's part of your destiny. It's something you have to do. When he calls you, you got to come forth. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He born for that. Hallelujah. He allow you to go to do certain things, because in the end he gets the glory. But he has called you. Your household will be saved. Your children will be saved. You will never be by yourself. He will speak to you in visions. He will speak to you in dreams. He will speak to you through the word. Hallelujah. heed to his voice and answer his call. There's a lot of issues that have been happening, and God needs you to stand in the gap for your children. God needs you to stand in the gap for your grandchildren yet unborn, your great-grandchildren yet unborn. God needs you to stand in the gap because God does not want them to arise for the second time in your family. Hallelujah. God will visit you. And you will have a divine visitation from Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Because God will let you know through dreams that he has called you in Jesus' name. Another person here, today is the 38th of day of the fast. Yes, I just hear so much calling on those that are here in the name of Jesus. So your life is not going to be the same because God is shifting you. You know, sometimes people fast and you say, okay, I'm fasting, but God, this fast, the Lord just is to shift you into your divine purpose, into your divine destiny, into your true purpose, what you were born for. What were you born for? This fast that you did, yes, there were other things, but the main purpose the Spirit of the Lord is saying this morning is for to shift you into your divine purpose. There's no need to be afraid. He will be with you. Some of you have the Nehemiah call on your life. Nehemiah call is Nehemiah 1. The Jeremiah 1 call was for a young person. The Nehemiah call is to rebuild the walls. It's for restoration. Hallelujah. You cannot sit by. How do you rebuild walls? You cannot sit by and see the kingdom of God being and don't do anything. Hallelujah. God has called you. Hallelujah. The walls are torn. The gates are torn. The walls are down. He's calling you to rebuild, to restore. And let me tell you something. When God calls you, he equips you. So there are some of you have Nehemiah 1 call for restoration. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And then one person has the Isaiah 6 call. I give it to you. If you read those things, I don't have time this morning. Do not run from God calling you. You don't want to die and don't fulfill your purpose. And you do not want to do that. Isaiah 6, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had 6 wings. Within he covered his face, and within he covered his feet, and within he did fly. And one cried unto the other and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwelt in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then threw one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongues from off the altar. Then he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, my lips and thy iniquity is taken away, and I sin first. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom? This is for whom shall I send? And whom will go out spoke for us. Then I said, here I am. Sent me. So this morning, the Lord Jesus stands at the door. Okay, you already a Christian, but he's calling you to another level. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a shift. And let me tell you, don't be afraid of the shift. Don't be afraid. God does it when he calls you. He takes care of you. He provides. He gave you that wisdom, and you will learn as you grow. But God has need of you. Hallelujah. May the Spirit of Almighty God speak to your hearts, every one heart this morning. Lord, speak to their hearts, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And let each and every one of your sons and daughters know the true and divine purpose. Lord, I pray that no one will leave this world under the sound of my voice without fulfilling the purpose and the destiny. Spirit of the living God, breathe upon each and every one. Let them receive the Holy Spirit so that they can be in the name of Jesus to do your work. Father God, you will lead, you will guide as you've always done. So I thank you for the call. And those, everyone is shifting in these last days. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want you to do, pray and you're fasting. Let the Lord give you divine instructions. You will not be fasting this weekend. We don't fast on the weekends. Spend time in the presence of everyone and listen to what God is going to speak to each and every one. So when I come on Monday and say, what did the Lord say? Unless you don't settle for God to talk to you. You got to be ready to receive God. You can't be all up over. You got to take immediately. You got to take 20, 30, 40 minutes and spend time in the presence of God so you can hear God wants to speak to you. You have an appointment with God this weekend. Everyone who's fasting, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And those who are not fasting, and if you're part of this ministry, you have an appointment with God this weekend. And if you're not a part of this ministry, you're a pastor or leader, God has an appointment with you this weekend. He wants to give you your next assignment. I'm excited for what God is about to do. Hear to his voice. He will speak to you plainly, whether you're 10 years old or whether you're 90 years old, God has called you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Listen to the voice of Almighty God. God bless you.